This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Alex Ritson. To the markets now, and America's main share index, the Dow Jones, closed up a 0.1% at 17,515. Carrie Leahy was watching the day's trading for Decision Economics. I asked him first what people on Wall Street were making of oil trading below $40 a barrel.
You have this crazy world now that low oil prices are good because it leads to stronger consumer demand because people have money to spend on other things. That's 100% true, but people have forgotten that and focused on the fact that low oil prices are bad because it kills the oil patch and it cuts back on employment, hiring, and capital spending. So right now, the market is treating signs of higher oil prices, which would normally hurt consumers and help producers, as a positive sign because it may be reflective of an overall stronger global economy.
And talk of an interest rate rise on the horizon. People don't really think the Fed's going to do it, do they?
Not really. Right now, the market puts a probability of April at well under 10%, which I think is correct. It's important to remember that the market is probably thinking the Fed made a bigger change last week in cutting its expectation of interest rates from 4 quarter percentage point moves to 2 quarter percentage point moves. They think they have the flexibility to probably move back towards 4 later in the year should conditions warrant. The market just doesn't believe it because the market has been winning the battle with the Fed. Every time the Fed releases a forecast of interest rates, they've had to, within 3 to 6 months, lower that forecast towards the market. So the market's feeling very proud of itself that it continues to win the wrestling match with the Fed and thinks the Fed's going to continue to move in its direction. But the Fed is saying maybe not, and maybe the Fed's right, but they've been wrong for at least 2 years now.
Carrie Leahy from Decision Economics. At the end of the trading day in London, the 100 share index was down 1.5% at 61.06. On the New York currency markets, the euro at $1.11.8 US cents.